EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen.
What's going on?
My name is Stephen A. Shelton. Stephen A. Shelton. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM
Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us again tonight. I want to apologize if you hear me, if I'm kind of raspy. I'm going under the weather. But anyway, we have a great show lined up for you. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we're talking to the conscious hip-hop artist as it is about her explosive new single, Industry Influence, as well as her exciting Explore South Africa Conscious Music Tour, which launches April 2012. We want you to be part of the discussion, so make sure you call in with any questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. And you can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Now, I do have an announcement I'd like to make. Many of you all know that I've been working on my debut project, which I have international distribution with. Well, tomorrow or later this week, I'll be premiering the first single of the song. It's called Forever. It's going to be on my website, stephenknightmusic.webs.com. And then next Monday, we'll premiere here on the Stephen Knight Show, and then Tuesday it'll be available to download on iTunes, Amazon, and all of your online media. So definitely want to let you all know about that. Now, I think we're having a little some feedback with Miss Parker's phone. So should be handling that. But do we have TK on the line?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, TK?
Talk to you.
I can't hear you.
I'm having a bad reception.
There you go. Yeah. We hear you there. How
you
was
hear
the
me?
Weekend? Yes, I hear you.
Weekend was excellent. Got things underneath my bed I'll talk about tonight.
Okay.
Saw three films, Killer Elite with Robert De Niro, Jason Statham, and which I didn't know that was a John Six and Kevin Hart.
TK, we're having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah.
TK. Okay, I guess we lost TK. Everyone seems to be having issues today. Is Aaron on the line?
Aaron is here, man.
Yeah, here loud and clear. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, brother.
Yourself? Good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was really, really cool. Watched nothing but football all weekend. Also, man, congratulations on the single, man.
I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem.
So what's going on in sports? I know you probably watched it all weekend long. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, man, my Mountaineers lost, man. They they got blown out by LSU Thursday night. Yes, I was really sad.
Yeah.
Also, in the world of NFL sports, I'm sorry, in the world of the NFL, excuse me, the Eagles lost. Vic is injured. They don't know how long he's going to be injured with the broken hand. The Eagles are in trouble right now. I cannot protect Michael Vick. There is an issue there with their offensive line. If Vick is hurt or if Vick is out the game, Eagles lose. They, hands down, they lose. It's over. It's the wrap. They lose. It's a wrap.
Yeah, because that's what happened when they played the Falcons, you know. When he got hurt, that's when everything went downhill.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vic runs their offense. I mean, hands down. If Vic is out, it's over. It's definitely over. I'm actually watching the Dallas Washington game right now.
Okay.
And it's going back and forth, field goal, field goal, field goal. So hopefully in the second half, someone will actually score a touchdown. So break it open a little bit. I'm actually going for the Redskins to win, you know. So we'll see what happens with that. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, Braves are really slipping right now. I don't know if they'll actually make the playoffs. They've been losing easy games. I mean, how do you lose to the Washington Nationals? I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, last I checked, they were up by one game in the wild card race over St. Louis. And St. Louis is playing good right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, so there's three games left in the regular season. The Braves need to win at least two of those three games.
Okay.
If they don't, I don't think they'll actually make the playoffs, which will actually be really sad. What else is going on in sports?
just missed that one.
What'd you say?
I said you just missed that one.
Yeah. Still is a lockout in the NBA, man. They don't know what they want to do. You know. To me, it's crazy. They're actually talking about now canceling all the preseason games, which is, you know, which is that. What else is up? And some good news, man. You know that Jay-Z owns the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Right.
Well, it's official. They'll be called the Brooklyn Nets. So no more Jersey, no more
wow.
New Jersey Nets.
Wow!
It's official. Brooklyn Nets. So everybody, get ready for the
Brooklyn Nets.
So New York is gonna have two teams.
So New York is gonna have two NBA teams. Yes. So.
Okay.
Congratulations to New York. Both the teams suck, but you know it is.
it's good for Jay-Z.
Yes, right. Especially the Nets. And that's pretty much what's going on in sports, man. Oh, congratulations to the Atlanta Dream for winning the their WNBA playoff game Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and also, big ups to the Minnesota Lynx for making it to the WNBA Finals for the first time ever. So,
congratulations.
That's it. Ladies.
And everybody can follow you at
Ron Cosby 1, Twitter, Ron Cosby 1, or Aaron Cosby on Facebook.
Sounds
That's
great.
My...
We appreciate you. Oh, good.
No problem, man. No
All
problem.
Right,
y'all have a good night.
One.
Thank you, Ms. Park.
Bye.
How you doing, Ms. Parker? You got you together over there? You all right?
Yeah, technical difficulties. I still haven't.
Yeah.
Still don't have it all the way together, but I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
It's a Monday, so I knew something was gonna go wrong.
How was your weekend?
It was great. I spent it in the Georgia mountains with
yeah.
the girls. We had a girls' weekend at the cabin. It was really fun for my friend Deidre's birthday. Happy birthday, Deidre. Shout out to
Happy
you
birthday.
And
yes.
and the girls. Yeah, we had a great time. Went horseback riding,
okay.
hot tub, swimming at the cabin. So definitely have to do that again.
Well, that's definitely what's up. And welcome back from your relaxing vacation. Now, I know
I needed 3 more days.
Yeah, exactly. Chicken's back with us. Chicken, how you doing?
Oh, well, can you hear me now?
We hear you great. So what were you saying? You said that you saw 3 movies over the weekend.
I saw Abducted, Killer Elite, and Laugh at My Pain.
Okay.
And all 3 of the movies were excellent. I must say, though, I was a little disappointed at the end of Killer Elite. I'm not going to tell you what the ending was, but it got a little oaky for me. You know,
okay.
It held my attention right up until the end, and I was like, oh, damn. You messed it up. It wasn't so much a rush. If you check out the movie, see the ending, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
As far as Abducted, John Singleton put his thing down. Who knew? John Singleton. Boys in the Hood,
yeah.
John Singleton.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
The movie was pretty good. It was pretty
yeah.
good.
Okay, who's in that movie?
Taylor Lautner, the wolf boy from the Twilight series.
John Singleton, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know John Singleton was directed that movie. Okay.
Yeah, right. He's a sneaker. He still got it.
Mm-hmm.
He still has it. That by far, well, you know, I saw Machine Gun Preacher last week. So that movie would get my top movie. Then it would be Abducted. And then The Killer Elite. They messed that ending up. But anyway, Laugh at My Pain, Kevin Hart. I honestly have to say, he's the next generation's Eddie Murphy. He's that dude for them. He's that funny. He's that ingenious. And I predict that he's going to be really, 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 really big. Not that he's not big, but, you know, he's going to be iconic.
Bigger, yeah.
I see good things in his future. And as far as the movies are concerned, that's it for me. I just want to shout out that to Fashion Marketing Development. Those are the people that I'll be doing the red carpet event for in Crowd Philly, October 27th. So if you're in the Philadelphia area and you want to come hit the red carpet and have me interview you, I'm going to ask what you're wearing, who inspired you, you know, all that good stuff. Come check me out, October 27th, Fashion in Crowd Party. Check it out.
Definitely a good look. Definitely a good look. You excited about it?
Oh, very, very.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I get a chance to look, you know, look like some money on the red carpet.
That would be good.
And also, I want to do an open call for all models. I'm starting, because I have an inner artist inside of me that I have to get out, so I'm starting this photo art installation. So I'm looking for models of all walks of life, types, shapes, sizes, everything. So hit me up at Absolutely Chica on Twitter, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. All right.
I remember
well,
being asked to do it.
You just got an open call. You just got an open call. And you're kind of a semi-celebrity too, Ms. Parker. Maybe I have to, like, come get you. Like, I want you.
I know, right? No, I'm playing. You are silly.
All right, Chica, as always, we thank you, and have a good one, okay?
Thank you. Take it easy, guys.
Bye, right, Chica. We'll talk to you later.
Ms. Ferguson, what's going on?
I'm here. Nothing much.
How about say we brought you in early tonight? You got to be wide awake.
Oh, I'm awake. Don't you even worry about it. I'm definitely awake. And, of course, I have just a few great things for you tonight where you can save some money while you spend some money.
Grabbing my pen now.
And, of course, you know, all this stuff will be posted. But, you know, and I was just looking online, you know, and I came across, I'm not sure if you've heard of Off-Broadway shoes. It's sort of like a shoe warehouse, sort of like the SW. There's one over there by Perimeter Mall, right across the street from Perimeter Mall, where the Marshalls is and the Best Buy. Well, they're having a boot sale, and you can get $20 off select boots, and there are 5 locations in the Atlanta area. Now, unfortunately, you can't go online and shop at anything at Off-Broadway, I guess because the inventory moves too quickly for them to have anything online. But you can definitely go to www.offbroadwayshoes.com, and you can find the location. And from there, of course, you can mosey on down to the nearest store and get your $20 off your boots. And then I don't know if you know this about Off-Broadway. If you do know what Off-Broadway is, you may or may not know this. With every purchase that you make, you get 10% off of your next purchase. So if you spend $100, you get $10 towards your next purchase. And they never expire, and you can use them at any time toward anything in the store at any time. So that could be our clearance, brand new items, anything. And as a matter of fact, I remember actually saving mine, like saving all of my coupons for all of my discounts from my purchases and getting like one big purchase and having to pay for like $10 for a pair of boots because of all of my coupons. So that's like the best thing about Off-Broadway. You can apply 10%, like they apply 10% of your current purchase to the next purchase. I absolutely love that store for that. And they have all types of brands. Like they have their own little store brand, which is Michael Shannon. But they also have a lot of different other brands like Nine West, Enzo Angelini, BCBG Max Azria, BCBG Generation. So they have all types of brands. It's not just their store brand, but their store brand is pretty good too and pretty inexpensive. So that might be something you want to think about. ModCloth, I don't know if you've heard of that store, but that's one of my little favorite online stores if I want to do something retro. Like any type of retro wear. They have a lot of cute dresses. And actually, with ModCloth, what they do is they have a seamstress there who actually designs the clothes. So it actually started out as a mom-and-pop shop, and it was a wife team. And they actually started designing clothes. Now, of course, they go out and they go to different shows and they buy clothes. But the good thing about ModCloth is that they also make a lot of their clothes. So they're having a sale where you can get 70% off of the clearance. And this isn't up to 70% off. This is just 70% off of the highest price on their sale items. So go to www.mycloth.com and just click on the big picture. I think it's the Hooray Sale. I think that's what they're calling it, the Hooray Sale. But, I'm sorry, the Last Hurrah Sale. You can get 70% off the original price of those items. So, and you'll find a lot of cute stuff on mycloth.com.
It's all girl stuff?
I'm sorry, a lot of girl, yes, all girl stuff, sorry. But Off-Broadway shoes, that's a girl thing, guys. I know I always talk about girl stuff, but that's because girls do most of the shopping. But Off-Broadway shoes, you can get it off of guys' boots and women's boots.
Okay.
So, there, I helped you out, Steven.
We appreciate you.
ladies, if you go to Victoria's Secret, they're having a sale, and you can get 20% off of select sweater styles. So, it's going to be great for the fall. And then if you shop Victoria's Secret all the time, you know that they often put things on sale. So they're even giving 20% off of some of their stuff that's already on sale. So that might be something you want to look at. If you're looking for any type of design deal.
Still also online?
Yes, the sale is only online. Victoria's Secret only sells clothes. They sell lingerie and pajamas in the stores, and I think they make up perfume. But they don't sell any clothes in the stores.
Oh, they sell only on their clothes, on their clothing?
Yeah, only on sweaters.
Oh, okay.
This is for, like, this is sweater stuff. Right.
They have really
only stuff.
They
really do. I absolutely love Victoria's Secret for every little thing that they have.
Do you ever shop on Frederick's?
Yeah, I do shop in Frederick's. But I think that Victoria is a better quality, though. I mean, I just prefer for
quality. Frederick's stuff is a little cheaper made.
Yeah, but, if you're looking for something, Frederick's might be the way to go. if you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I digress. So that might be something you want to look at. Also, if you're looking for any type of designer deals, Neiman Marcus is having a sale. And today is the last day, but you might want to go on out there. You can get 25% off all of the sale prices. So that's giving you a total of 65% off. And you can even get free shipping on anything that you purchase, from the smallest thing to the largest item. And if you use code SEPT, SHIP, so that's SEPT, the first four letters in September, and then the word SHIP all together, you can get free shipping with that code. I'm not sure if you remember me talking about Rent the Runway, but that's where you can rent all types of designer dresses, and it started like $50 and worked their way up. Well, if you shop Rent the Runway right now, you can get $50 off any type of fall party dress. So really, this is any dress, because Rent the Runway isn't really picky like that. So you can get $50 off of that purchase. So I think the purchase has to be at least $100. So that will, of course, cut your price in half, but you can get all types of brands. I absolutely love this idea, because men have been doing it for years with their tuxes, and now we can do it with our dresses. So I absolutely love this idea.
Yeah,
you can rent
that's
the dress.
A great idea.
Yeah, and if you're not trying to pay, hundreds of dollars or even thousands of dollars for a dress, you can go right to Rent the Runway, look just as cute, and keep it moving. And come back, and they even pay for like all the dry cleaning and everything. So that's a great thing.
Wow.
Jones, New York, if you're looking for any type of business wear, they're having a sale where you can get up to 75% off all of their clearance items. That's from now through October 3rd. So you may want to run on down there. And you can also go online. So, they have a Jones, New York in the in the malls, which you can also, I would always recommend going online, because it's easier just to shop there, in my opinion, online. And lastly, if you're looking for any type of outerwear, bluefly.com is having a sale on outerwear, or you can get up to 75% off. Today is the only day for the sale. It started this morning at 12:01, and it's going to end tonight at 11:59. So you may want to go to bluefly.com. And, of course, this is an online-only store. So go to bluefly.com and see what's out there, if you're looking for any type of fall outerwear or winter outerwear. So that's all I'm going to have for you tonight.
Well, we always appreciate you. You can find all that at budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
Of course. And one more thing, the bluefly.com sale is also for men's outerwear.
Thank you so much. You have a great evening, okay?
I sure will. You guys do the same.
Thanks. Great information, as always. Thanks, girl.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment news?
Entertainment, I wanted to go ahead and start off this segment with more serious note. All of last week, the Troy Davis controversy and Raleigh to stop his execution didn't work. He was executed on last Wednesday. What are your thoughts about that?
Watching it, I was sad when we found out that they did execute him. But in talking to people afterwards, I understand there was some substantial information that couldn't be presented during the trial, and that's why they knew for a fact he did it. I really don't know how I feel, but I know that it's sad any time anyone's lives taken. Obviously, the slain police officer and his. So, I don't know. What do you think, Ms. Parker?
But do you believe in the death penalty or not? Whether or not he did it, that doesn't change whether or not you believe in the death penalty.
I'm not sure that I do believe in the death penalty. I think that it's, you know, for someone to take their life, there has to be overwhelming evidence, you know. And even then, I'm kind of skeptical about it, but it has to be overwhelming evidence, not because the way it proceeded to the public was that there was no physical evidence against him. And so to kill him didn't seem, you know, there was just cause for it. But
so you think the death penalty is acceptable if there's overwhelming evidence?
I'm still on the fence about that. Really.
Okay, so you're not sure yet.
I don't believe in the death penalty,
and I think there are two different arguments here. Whether or not he was guilty is one. Which I honestly don't think he was innocent. I think he was guilty.
Okay.
And the second argument is whether or not the death penalty is something that should be an option in America. And I do not believe in the death penalty. So my opposing his death sentence had nothing to do with whether or not I felt that he was guilty. And I think a lot of the arguments that was being made were that they didn't think he was guilty because there weren't enough evidence. I don't want to go into that because I'm not sure. I haven't done enough research, and I think people just, you know, went on what they were hearing on the news and not doing any research to make their own decision. I don't think that's really is the argument. I think the argument should be whether or not the death penalty is a punishment that should be allowed in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you kill someone and that shows other people. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're saying that killing is wrong, it should be wrong no matter who does it, including the government.
I get the argument.
I just think it's just hypocritical to kill someone for killing. You know what I mean? So then you become a murderer. Then the state becomes a murderer. So it's just, I think it's barbaric and it's cruel. And I know that, you know, people have done really horrible things and you know, and people find reason to justify it, but I just can't. I'm not saying that he was a great person or that he deserves to be treated with anything, any more respect or considerations than he did to, you know, the officers. His family had went, you know, gone through a lot as well, but I just don't see how killing, obviously it hasn't worked. It's not a deterrent because people kill
right,
all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying it doesn't stop murders. It hasn't.
Right.
The fact that the death penalty is on the table haven't stopped anyone from murdering. So I don't think it's effective at all. Like, you know, how they're like, well, if you take the death penalty off the table, then, you know, how do you stop people from killing? People kill every day with the death penalty on the table. So I'm not sure how that works. And it was just interesting to kind of, you know, learn more about it. And I've always been I've always been against it, and I kind of knew that this was kind of his last run for it. So I hope that his family and that the officer's family can find peace somehow.
Yeah,
I guess that's all
we
can do right now is hope and pray for that.
Exactly.
Sad all the way around. Sad for both families. Let's get into something a little lighter. Jay-Z bought the New Jersey Nets. I know that Aaron kind of mentioned that. So now the Nets belongs to the Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New Jersey. They are the new team out there. Shout out to Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn. So I don't know why New York needs two teams, though, but I think that's kind of weird. But poor New Jersey, they can't seem to keep anything going out there. Supposedly Chris Brown fell doing a performance. I was trying to watch the video, but it wouldn't play. I hope he's okay. Have you seen the Frankie's video? Frankie legs.
I saw some of it. I saw some of it. Yeah. I don't know what to say about
it. You sound frustrated.
I was frustrated. I'm like, this woman's 50 years old doing this. And you see the video. It's like, what? What are you doing? No.
I just like the part when
and the thing was she couldn't get anybody her age to be in there with her, so she had a bunch of kids with her. So it's like
She had a bunch of little kids. Looked like it was filmed right in front of her house or someone's house or something. I thought it was pretty funny. I liked the part when she was saying man down, cocaine.
I'm like,
I thought it was hilarious. She is a mess, though. She really is. She needs to get it together.
Supposedly Rihanna is has a drinking problem. I don't think she's a 24-year-old woman enjoying her life.
Yeah.
Has all that money, she's able to vacation all the time. Of course she's gonna have a drink in her hands when she's on the beach. So hopefully it's not a real problem, but I think people just blow things out of proportion anyways. And she's, you know, like I said, she's 24. So she's getting it in.
Yeah. She's definitely doing that.
I was watching the Today Show this morning. Supposedly there's a new soap opera starting. You know, Soaps has been, like, canceled because the ratings gone down due to reality shows. Supposedly there's a new one starting. It's called Dirty Soap, and it's supposed to be on E. So I think it's more of a R-rated type soap opera. That should be interesting because they're pretty, they're kind of boring now. So I think they're trying to. I used to, when I was growing up, I used to watch Days of Our Lives and Paradise, which was a new one that wasn't on for that long. But Days of Our Lives, I've been watching since I was like 11 with my grandmother. Days of Our Lives actually started back up today. They went off the air for a few months. They got some younger writers and new producers and younger cast members. So they're trying to revamp the whole thing to make it more modern.
Yeah.
They're finding new ways to make it less expensive to make, so they are able to stay on air. They started a new season today, so big up to Days of Our Lives. They're hanging on in there.
Hanging on.
Everyone still looks the same age too. I saw the cast today. I'm like, oh my god, it still looks the same. So
it's the same.
Yeah, but I don't watch soaps anymore. I don't have patience for all that. that's all I have right now. Do you have anything?
No, that's it. But yeah, I think that the discussion about what's his name? The one they executed?
Troy David.
Yeah, I think that's a very touchy subject. You know, I definitely get your argument. You know.
Yeah.
But we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking to As It Is. We'll be right back.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wonder what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. And, of course, Ms. Park is on here. Her name derived from the subtitle of the ancient Sanskrit classic, I believe it's Bhagavad Gita, As It Is, meaning the unadulterated truth. This master lyricist, a native of New Orleans, is a type of artist whereas musical notes float out of a stream of pedalgy. As It Is' immaculate grind and true passion for music has helped position her as a new breed of conscious artist globally. Tonight she is here to talk about her explosive new single, Industry Influence, as well as her exciting Explore South Africa Conscious Music Tour, which launches April of next year. Please help me welcome As It Is. What's going on, As It Is? How you doing?
Yo, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So,
how you guys doing?
That's good. I know you got a lot going on right now. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my background is kind of crazy, actually. I was born in New Orleans, and my mom joined this, like, hippie sect, like kind of like a Hindu sex back in the 70s. And, you know, I was just basically, I was born in the Hare Krishna kind of religion and more into vegetarianism. And I went to India when I was like 13. And I lived there for like 8 months. And I studied Indian classical drumming and traveled all over the place.
Wow.
Crazy background, yeah.
So when was it that you fell in love? I understand that, you know, you traveled, like you said, you traveled as a child. But was it when you got back that you fell in love with the conscious music?
Yeah, well, when I got back, I think it was around, like, 2000, and I heard the Fugees, I heard the Fugees in 1994.
Okay.
Before I went to India, and then when I got back, you know, I was studying Indian classical music, and I really liked it, but when I got back, I wanted something more, like with
right.
some rhythm, just that, you know, and I loved poetry, always have.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
when I first heard the Fugees, that kind of sparked it a little bit, and when I got back, you know, Lauryn Hill was really popular then, and I just...
Yeah.
I took note to her. She's amazing, and her voice, her singing voice, is amazing. So,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
inspired by her.
Who are some of the other artists? I know you like Queen Latifah, and who are some of the other people that inspired you?
I like Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Like Erykah Badu. I like Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone.
Okay. Okay.
I really like soulful stuff. And then I also like Wu-Tang and Nas.
Okay,
and
yeah. Well, let me ask you, because I know that it seems like the music that gets the most notoriety these days is like pop and, you know, even R&B. And then there's obviously a lot of hip-hop. But you don't hear a lot of conscious artists being, you know, just everywhere. Why do you believe in that this music is true to you or it's important for our culture?
That's a really good question, actually.
Thank you.
I think it's good to uplift people, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it brings people together in true unity, and people will be able to understand each other more.
Okay.
To have more compassion for each other, because that positive vibration is spreading around, and that's
right.
really, really important. Like, this world is a globe, and it's circular, and sound
right.
vibration is circular. When you speak and when you say things with positive energy, all of that stuff comes back in a circular
mm-hmm.
motion. So it's really positive to bring people, uplift people in their spirits and have good vibes. It's really important to speak, like, you know, to have music that's positive.
Right, I agree.
Right?
Let's talk about industry influence. I mean, that's your explosive new single. What inspired that?
Well, there's a local community of hip hop artists here, and they started this show with the local DJ. A VJ here for the radio station, and he was really interested in putting more positive or more independent artists on the radio.
Okay.
So they developed this conference, and it's called Industry Influence. And I went there, the first time I went there, I got really inspired, and they had like a panel of professionals giving you music advice and stuff like that and professional business advice as far as the music business. And there was a lot of independent artists there, and I thought, you know what, this is a really good venue, because
right.
in New Orleans, the artists need this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I decided to write a song about it, and I think it's really important that the music industry include more artists that are on their own and doing their own thing and bringing some substance back into hip-hop. So, and that's what I'm trying to do with this tour, and, you know, basically just change the game on that level.
Right.
Not necessarily, I'm not saying that I don't like, hip-hop the way it is. I'm saying that I like variety, and I think that people should be able to decide what music they like, not having the industry kind of propagate what you should like.
I agree.
So it's, you know, it's for the people, by the people.
Exactly.
That's what I like to call it.
So your new CD, City of Love. First of all, explain the title, City of Love.
Well, the title is about my city, New Orleans, and it's kind of like it's a campaign album, because what I wanted to do is turn my city into the city of love like it used to be. Right now in New Orleans, there's so much corruption going on as far as, you know, like FEMA was giving so much money during Katrina, and it got mishandled, and, you know, there's a lot of politicians that, you know, completely ripped off the people. So the city right now is built on corruption. There's always police that are so corrupted here, and it's just like, I don't know if you heard this, but a year after Katrina, people were homeless. And they were sleeping under the bridge. Here, we have this big bridge, Claiborne. They were sleeping in tents under the bridge. And the mayor said to people who left New Orleans, it's okay to come back. Everything's fine. We're going to have Mardi Gras this year.
Wow.
So that showed me where his mind was at. His mind is at making that money, that tourist money. Even though he got all this money from FEMA, he still wanted extra money and more. It's just greedy. It's greed. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to make an album dedicated to providing positive energy and try to turn my city into more of like a city of love where people care about each other. And, you know, that's what inspired my album.
Were you there during the whole Katrina flooding?
No.
Okay.
I saw it on
the
news.
Okay.
My mom
lives
in Florida, so I was living with her. But I came back a year after Katrina.
Okay. Well, when we listen to City of Love, obviously we understand the purpose behind it, you know, to bring the love back to your home city. What should the fans, a fan who's not from New Orleans, that hears the city, what is something else that you want them to be able to take from after listening to this album?
Just say, okay, first of all, damn, As It Is got some talent. And then also, you know, I just want people to just be themselves and, you know, be happy and feel like they can take on the day after listening to my album and just feel whole and oneness and positive energy and all that good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears. Let's switch gears to Explore South Africa Conscious Music Tour. First of all, how did you even become involved in that?
Well, I met this guy on, his name is M. Ducey. I met him on Facebook, and he's a fan of my music. And he said, you know, I actually did this thing with Red Bull last year, and they came over and they sponsored some artists, and I'd like to do that with you, but we can, you know, make it more of like a conscious effort to help my people and make it more conscious. And actually, Carla was the one who wanted to really take this to the next level and make it more like a conscious movement tour. And I thought, wow, this is a great, great idea, because this needs to happen, and it should happen. It's for the people, by the people, that kind of mentality. I like it.
I hear this described as a voice of the voiceless. What in particular does that mean to you? Because I think I understand what you mean, but explain to our listeners, what does that mean to you, a voice of the voiceless?
Well, I think back in the days in South Africa, they started doing hip-hop, bringing hip-hop in when there was a lot of political difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And they used hip-hop as a way to voice their opinions through the music.
And I think at that time it was a little bit difficult for them to actually say their opinions to the politicians, but through music they could articulate it better. So I wanted to, that whole theme, that whole perspective, I wanted to bring back to hip-hop, because in hip-hop it's largely expressing yourself. And I think it's very important for people to do so. So I feel like if I could say something for some other person, if they're trying to voice but can't find the words, I could do it through music and reach a lot of people that way.
I definitely feel that. What can people expect from this upcoming tour?
They can expect good music.
I hear that.
And lots of fun, a cultural experience. They can expect to see real hip-hop and people who really are interested in changing the world and putting out the positive energy.
Now, I understand you've been on a few tours. Which one by far... that you've done so far, which one stands out to you and why would you say that?
Let's see. The one that stands out the most. Well, I haven't done anything like the South Africa tour, and I think that one is the best. I went to Australia, and that was good. I mean, it was a different experience for me because I've never been in a situation where I was like the only black person in the airport.
Oh, wow.
So it was a little weird.
Yeah.
And then also the only black person walking down the street. So I was a little weary about that. But it was a nice experience. I got to meet some Aboriginals, and I got to go to the Outback. And that was a really cool. I got to go on the beach, and it was just it was more like a relaxing vacation
I was
just saying that was really fun for me.
It was a fun trip.
Yeah.
I thought Australia is a great place to go. I'd definitely like to go one day. I heard it's definitely a really good place to go. Well, I know next month we're doing a show here on how hip-hop culture has influenced today's society. In your opinion, how do you think we've all been influenced by hip-hop?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
I was saying that next month we're doing a show on how hip-hop culture has influenced today's society. And I was going to ask you, in your opinion, how do you feel that we've all been influenced by hip-hop?
I couldn't hear you because I think the mic was muffled. A little bit.
I was going to say, how do you feel that we've all been influenced by hip-hop music?
Wow, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. How do you feel we've been influenced by hip-hop music?
I think that it's there have definitely been some positives, there have definitely been some negatives, but I also think it stems from the voice of the artist, you know, because I used to work with the youth years ago. Not that many years ago, but about 4 years ago, I just worked with the youth, and I remember growing up when I would listen to hip-hop music, certain songs took it as entertainment, as fun. But the kids I work with, they took it as the code, the Bible. This is how we do. So if a rapper was singing about shooting somebody and robbing this person, doing that kind of thing, the kids felt like this is what we should be doing, you know.
Mm.
And I know that's a big, to be a role model, big shoes to fill. But I think that a lot of artists, you know, we have to be conscious of what we put out there, like you said. And but I also think there are a lot of positives, because hip-hop music has definitely crossed, you know, it's mainstream. It's everywhere. You know, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. They all listening to it, you know what I mean? So I think it's really influenced, and I'm interested. We're having a panel of guests on the show again next month to talk about the different ways that hip-hop culture has influenced us. So I was just curious to see what you thought about it, you being a hip-hop artist, you know. But
that's so true. hip-hop.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that hip-hop does mold the culture.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's why it's so important to have more of a variety of artists instead of just the same perpetuation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, where can people check you out online?
Well, they can go to As It Is on Facebook, As It Is on Reverb Nation. They can go to As It Is on MySpace.
Okay.
And all they have to do is just type in AZITIZ and also As It Is on YouTube, AZITIZ.
So basically Google you, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Google me.
Well, listen, I want to wish you much success on everything, the tour, the CD, and I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to call in and share, you know, share your artistry with us. And we'll be playing a couple of songs, especially your new single, Industry Influence. We'll be playing that later on in the show. But thank you, and much success with everything. Have a good night, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
All right. And for more information about As It Is, please visit our Facebook page. We have links on there, and we'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Steve Knight Show. Ms. Parker, our question of the day today, I forgot to announce it early on, but I wanted to review it with you and get your opinion. It is, if you were told that you could serve a prison sentence that would be based on the amount of debt that you have and all the debt would be erased after the sentence was served, would you do the time or would you want to pay? I thought your answer was funny.
That is a no without any question. Like, even the government's in debt. Being in debt is not a big deal these days. I don't want to spend an hour in prison.
Right. No.
That was a really good interview. I just wanted to go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you do your thing since you are the music expert. So, really good job and a very interesting artist.
Yeah, I definitely. We'll be listening to some of her music later on. I'll read some of the answers to the question of the day. Ray said, it depends on how much money is allotted for each day. Three hot and a cot. My debt is small, might even make money on a deal, but put away for retirement. What are you saying?
People
that
do anything
money?
For money.
Yeah.
I said people will do anything for money.
Right. Sean said, I agree with Ray on that one. Showtime said, nah, I'll pass. The only way I agree, if all the politicians and CEOs had to do time for their national debt, which is truly, it's true. Darius said, student loan debt from a private school. Life in prison. I'll pay as I'm doing. Rakira said her debt is low. She'll pay. And Ayana said, show her herself, depending on the factors Ray mentioned, of course. I don't want to see nobody's jail. I'll pay on the debt. I'll pay on the debt. That's how I feel about that. So I'm excited about next week's show, Ms. Parker. You know, last week we had the ladies on discussing what do women think about men in 2011 when it comes to dating. Well, next week we're inviting a panel of men on the show to give their thoughts on what men think about women in 2011. I think that'll be very interesting and a lot different from the conversation we had last week. What do you think?
I mean, I think that'll be a pretty interesting conversation. I can't wait to hear the panel has to say and hear things from the male perspective. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Now I'm just going to go ahead and go into Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over, one to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on the list. And I know I have an inbox full of music to listen to. Been very busy doing my own music and listening into others, but definitely going to get you all on. Keep sending your music. Keep sending your music. Tonight our playlist features songs by both major and independent artists, including As It Is, who we just interviewed, Chris Brown, Rihanna, and many more.
And if you want to be featured on the Stevie Knight playlist, please make sure to send us a clean version of your music. Send us one or two copies of your songs and a promotional photo, and we'll definitely check out your music and try to air it on one of our shows.
Video premieres on your favorite artists such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj,
Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
This is a Pete Huffman production.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park as we park in Noah's Ark. Saving in seats from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left him so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos. Daughters. As it is, it's in the hizzy. And if you say you're too busy, oh, that, who's coming with me? I'm sitting pretty, captain of the ship, saving MCs in every single city. I hear them yelling out, please, and it's foster pity. Disconnected, your soul is injected with a virus called being neglected. You're infected, but let me play the doctor for a second, letting you know how it feels to teach these aggressors a lesson. My pen is my weapon, as it is deceptive. I suggest you keep on stepping out the same window you crept in, armed with the torchlight, like in the south, sipping iced tea. Feel the cool breeze, how refreshing. It's on, here's the medicine for you and yours. Better than anything else to open up doors to knowledge. Let it flow through your veins, bringing growth back to this lowistic plane.
Put
come
on, petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park, as we park in Noah's Ark, saving in seeds from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left them so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to
yeah,
your sons and daughters.
I'm bringing substance, fluidity, the opposite of stupidity. Someone get the AC to handle this humidity. Why is it as it is, and this is just how it is. Rappers for the people reciting on this heavy hit. Rock instrumental, this is not coincidental. Hop up on the airplane and take it continental. The flow on a different par, and I don't need a flashy car to ride around in to let them know I'm a superstar. Chain and the glamour, the glitz and the demeanor. Short bus, big yacht, Manhattan banners. I'm just city bound, my family like to be around. It's the beast of skyscraper, a lot of message underground. Huh? And that's the reason we should rise up. It's swag on 100. Time to get your fly up.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park, as we park in Noah's Ark, saving in seeds from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left them so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos
Turn up the radio. Turn up the radio. Turn up the TV. I don't want nobody to hear me. body sexy. Tell them, hey.
Painless, drowning out, drowning in the sea of my anguish. apprehended, but I can't cope. So I gotta find my way back, way back to you, baby.
Everything gon' be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see. pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand, head to the floor.